covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right. Want you to hear this second bite that I pulled. This is from the Trump Tower comments made by the president yesterday that has the whole world up in arms. Go ahead and play the second. This is where he talks about that both sides have some responsibility here. I don't think that he waited out. Clearly, it was the white supremacists and so forth that went to Virginia. And they went there looking to create trouble. It's what they do. The same as the Klan did in Skokie, Illinois back in, what was it, 1977, 78? When the ACLU has been on their side every time because freedom of speech is paramount in this country. They went there looking for a fight, and so did a whole lot of other people. So did a whole lot of other people. Go with the president, bite two, go.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact they came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. As far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, let's go to the hotline. A couple people checking in. Matt checking in to start. Matt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I believe the next form of tyranny will not be the comeback of the KKK. They're on life support. It's like the top hat. It's not coming back in style. It's been out of business. The next form of tyranny will be the college radical leftist.
No question. It's already
and they're
happened.
On the way right to your neighborhoods.
Yeah, but they use this false flag because you're right. Even if you go to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which basically anybody who has a Christian belief is likely to be labeled as a hate group. Trust me, I've dealt with them before. Mark Potok, I've done stories with him when I worked for NBC. And the bottom line is they'll label anybody as a hate group, but the Ku Klux Klan in America is almost non-existent. By their estimations last year, on the widest, most, you know, and the biggest net they could throw, they found 8,000 members of Ku Klux Klan groups in a variety of different places, 10 here and 15 there. The Ku Klux Klan is a non-existent organization, except when the news media wants it to be something to put in front of a camera. It really does not exist. I did stories. I did special reports on the Ku Klux Klan in Southern Ohio back in the late 90s. There were about six of them then. I don't think there's many more of them in that particular group today. Trust me, the Ku Klux Klan, as you said, is life support is being kind. It's in hospice.
Seriously. Absolutely. Yeah. And one other thing is that the support of these mobs come from the Democratic Party. We are not giving money to the KKK to prop them up. Those groups that were fighting the KKK are propped up by the Democratic underground, and that's the money.
The money comes from a lot of people who contend George Soros. Thank you, Matt, for checking in. Let's go to Mike checking in from Ann Arbor today. I'm sure there's quite a lot of opinion flying around in the city of Ann Arbor these days. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know what you want President Trump to do. He has basically said the right thing. He has blamed both sides. And for him just to walk away would be a show of cowardice, and they would go after him even more. The problem is people like Terry McAuliffe and the mayor of Charlottesville. Terry McAuliffe said that the alt-right carried automatic weapons. And everybody says, we didn't see any. The police say we didn't see any. The mayor of Charlottesville wanted to make it a sanctuary city. He wanted the police to stand down. So who do you blame?
They did.
You blame Donald Trump? No. You blame the mayor? You blame McCullough?
Hold on, Mike. I'm not blaming Donald Trump, but he does need to know when to sit down and be quiet because he has to know. He's been doing this long enough. He has to know. It's a no-win situation when he gets in a back-and-forth, unscripted argument with the media.
Can I say something?
Well, you can, but hold on. Let me finish. The point is, he gets off balance, and he doesn't finish a thought, and he goes from here to here to here, and he gets off balance. So he puts out partial thoughts because he's angry, and I understand why he's angry. But he needs to know better than to put himself in those situations because the optics are terrible. They're going to cut out 10 and 12-second parts of it and make it sound as if he's a supporter because that's exactly what they did. They went out and said it makes him look...
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
My support for him has not wavered, and I've talked to several people that were on the fence as far as he was concerned prior to the election. He is a man who is basically saying it the way it is, and it is about time that America understands something. You need someone to say like it is. He is not afraid to confront these people, and I applaud him for that. It is about time the hammer comes down on the left.
Well, all right, but it's also an easy thing to say from day one. I don't support Nazis. We spent an entire world war going after that. It's pretty easy stuff, Mike. Would you admit that? I mean, it's pretty easy to call out the radicals on the right and be done with them and say, listen, we don't want anything to do with that. And he did kind of tiptoe around that. I don't understand that. He was not as clear as he should have been. And he needs to know that when he wanders into the minefield and he gets into when you get down in the mud, it's going to happen. When you lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. Anyhow, the hotline number, 888-900-9966. It disappoints me because he's smarter than that when it comes to having the dialogue. Is he right about what he said about the left and people like Antifa and the folks that came to pick a fight with the Klansmen and the neo-Nazis? Yeah, he's right about that. Look at Baltimore. Look at Ferguson. Look at Berkeley. I can go around the entire country and say, here's this riot, here's that riot. Hamburg, Germany was just burned by the alt-left. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to locate when you go and do a little bit of research. Not a difficult thing to locate but you have to couch it properly. You have to be smart about the way it's delivered. He knows the media. He has media savvy. He's smart enough to do this, to deliver a message that's proper. And he also smart enough to know that the first thing you do is say, we have no use for Nazis in America. Tens of thousands of our relatives died fighting those people and those ideas. But thousands of our people also died fighting the ideas of the left, of Leninism, of communism, of Marxism. Let's go to Joe in Grand Rapids. Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is all about the midterms. The media knows that, Donald Trump isn't a racist. He's been in the public spotlight since the early 80s. They know the vast majority of Republicans aren't bigots, just like the vast majority of Democrats aren't bigots, but they've got nothing as far as issues go, and the only way they can stop him is to get the Senate back. So they're going to, every little thing, every little controversy, they're going to nitpick it, they're going to keep hammering him on it, and he should have come out, made one statement, and said that's it, and just dropped it. His first statement was fine.
Exactly my point. Should have just moved on. The Steve Gruber Show.